Today I'm bringing the fourth part of Set Aside for His Glory. Andy started it when he shared his final thoughts. I'm going to rush through all these places so that we'll get into the main thing and start talking. I think Phil went through all this last week. This is when John brought for us the ultimate boil down, that is unity. Yeah, and then Phil last week talked about us being set apart to live in union with Christ, and also Christ in us and us in Christ. Then this is the things that we're going to do. This is me today, putting off and putting on. Praise God. So this is the text for today. And I would want to start, before I read it, by bringing some of the things. I want to start from where Phil stopped, kind of. There are some key things that Phil mentioned that I would want to start on. He talked about alienation from the life of God. The life of God is Zoe. I want to talk about it. And then we will look at a scripture he brought also in Matthew 9 and verse 17. We'll come back to this. So in Matthew 9 verse 17 said, neither do people pour new wine into old wineskin. If they do, the skin will burst. The wine will run out and the wineskin will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskin and both are preserved. Praise God. Now, what we're talking about today is not on wine production. That's not what I'm going to talk about today. And this is an answer Jesus brought when they asked him about that his people are not fasting, and he talked about this. And today's topic is not on fasting also. As you know, it's on putting on and putting off. So, but why I'm bringing this place out is because there's a critical principle in this place that is very, very important to our today's study. And that principle is this. If I will borrow today's computer language, it's simple that compatible software will only work in compatible operating systems. Yeah? You cannot pick a Linux and want to run it on a Microsoft. It will not work. So it's only compatible things that will work with each other. And I would want to go further and show you some things. Another scripture I would want us to look at as we continue is 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. There it said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. That's NIV. If you read it with New King James, he said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise God. So what I want to say is that you cannot live the life of God in the flesh. If you notice in this place, it's talking about a new creation. This is the reason why the reason for the putting off and the putting on is because of the new creation. And if you look at it, the new creation is not talking about a change of heart. It's talking about a new creation, a species that has not been in existence before. It's a new thing altogether that God has done. Praise God. So I need us to understand the new wine and the new wineskin before we talk about the putting off and the putting on. So we know from scriptures that all has fallen short of the glory of God. And we know that we are all condemned to die if we do not know God. So what I'm trying to say is that it doesn't really matter if someone lives a good life, or you used to be a murderer before, you've changed, now you're living a good life and all that, if you don't have Christ. God is not particular about the way you talk. God is not particular about how clean your life is, how modest you live your life. You don't lie, you don't You're not under any influence of addiction. You live a clean life. You try to be a good person, very impeccable life that you live. It doesn't really change anything in the scale of eternity. What God is doing is all about the new creation. How are you in line with these new creation realities? I want to read from what I wrote down. I said, to God, you may have lived your life, you may have lived a life of fornication or be an adulterer, but now you have changed your ways. That does not matter to God if you are not a new creation, because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You were drunk, a person under addiction of any kind, but now you're clean. You may even may have lived an impeccable life as a human being outside of God. Christ did not die, so you stop talking vile. All that do not really matter to God. God did not invest as much as laying down his life, the life of his only begotten son, to stop me from womanizing or stealing. No, that is not the reason, because changing your old ways, though it is good for you, will only benefit you by saving your liver from the effect of alcohol. It will stop you from getting STDs, but it will not make you a heir to the kingdom of God. It will not make you qualified to live on that level of the new creation that I'm talking about. The reason is because God has created a species of beings that can carry the life of God in them. That means this species of being can have access to the God life and do the God things. In 2 Peter chapter 1, from verse 1 to 4, Simon Peter, a bond servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained the like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, as his divine nature has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. I need us to underline partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That means that this new creation that I'm talking about is a kind of being that can partake in the divine nature. That means that sickness cannot rule over you. In fact, people that you know, you have the ability to remove sickness from them. You can do the things that God can do because you have become a child of God. You are now created in the form of God. You can do God things. Praise God. Further to buttress this is 1 John 3:2. It says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who has this hope in them purify themselves just as he's pure." I want you to look at that place in verse 2, where he said, "And what we will be has not yet been made known." That means that you don't even understand what God has done. You are not able to comprehend it. If you look at the only example of what we can look like is in Revelation, what John saw. When John turned, he saw something. He saw somebody whose eyes was blazing like fire, whose hair was white like wool. In fact, the awe that person carries made him faint, and there was no life in him. That is what we will look like when our real selves are revealed. God is just packaging us in an earthen vessel because the world cannot comprehend. If God should reveal us who we are and you walk out in the street, people will start falling. If God should reveal your real self, the real Joanna walks out into the streets, what happens is that people around you, the power and the glory that you carry will make people fall, will make mere human beings fall. Praise God. This class of beings cannot operate as mere men. The putting off and the putting on is what makes that software begin to work in you. That's why we must put off and put on. No wonder some of our prayers are not being answered. No wonder we are still, you know, having sickness in our bodies. Because we've not installed that software. We've not started living our lives in line with the reality of who we are. So in John 10:34, verse 34 to 36, it said, Jesus was talking to them about this thing, about the new life of God that I'm talking about. He called himself the Son of God. Are we sons of God? Are we children of God? Yes. That's what I just read in John, in 1 John. He said, what manner of love that God has lavished on us. Jesus was talking to the Jews then. By then, he was the only begotten of the Father. So he was talking about the only begotten of the Father. We are now the children of God. So Jesus was the firstborn, and we came after him. So he told them that he's the Son of God. The Jews, having understanding of what he was saying, took up stones to stone him. And he was asking them, why are you stoning me? Why do you want to stone me? And this is what he said. Is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods, with small g. If he called them gods to whom the word of the Lord came, the scriptures cannot be set aside. What about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and set him into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy? Because I said I am God's son. Did you get what he said there? He said that we are gods, with a small g. You are in the class spiritual. That's why he said that we sit in heavenly places far above principalities and powers. That means that the abilities and the things that the gods of this world can do, you can also do it. You can stop them in their track. I want to share a story with you. When I was, that's many years ago. In my place, there's a god called Alobaga. Is a deity that people worship, and is as strong and potent as if somebody tells you that maybe you're owing somebody, and the person tells you that I'm going to take you to Alobaga, you will run and start begging the person, because he's a strong god. What he does is that sometimes, in fact, or some, you have a case with somebody, instead of going to, is as strong as the people from that place, that village, instead of going to court to go and sort things out, they will take it to Alobaga to go and sort it out, because they know that that one doesn't take, it wouldn't take process. The person that is wrong dies. It's very, very potent and strong. So people fears it. Maybe the verdict that it passed is that the person that is wrong between two, your dragon land or something, and they take it to that Alobaga, the god will decide who is wrong and who is right. And you will see the person wrong die or get sick until he comes to plead with that god and with the person. It's very practical. So people fear that god. People come from, people that have traveled abroad come back to come and consult with that god. So we went for one camp meeting. This is a very long time ago. And in that camp meeting, I was sleeping in the previous night. A sister brought prophecy when we were praying that she saw youth carry that Alobaga on the head and went and threw it down a cliff. So we prayed. We are praying against it because we are holding that meeting in that vicinity where that Alobaga operates. So in the morning of the next day, I felt as if somebody woke me up. As I woke up, he said, Sonny, take, open your mouth. And I opened my mouth and he dropped something into my mouth. And that thing started going down. It was cold, it was hot. I didn't know the sensation. As it was going down, I got up. And I can feel it physically going down. I ran out, put my hand in my mouth to vomit it out. It wasn't coming out. You know, I was very uncomfortable. It just went down. As it went down, that morning, when it was time to come out and pray, we prayed very early. So everybody came out to come and pray. As we were praying, some of the youth now started singing and say, let us enter the village and just march around and sing. As we were marching around and singing in that village, we busted in front of the shrine, the Alobaga shrine. And people wanted to scatter it and all that. I said, no. It just came on me. I said, no. Because I was part of Intercessors for Nigeria before, they've taught us how to handle such things. So I said, no, don't do that. Because you can bring a curse on yourself if you engage such spirit like that. Come out, leave it, come out. So they now came out. I said, stand, like, form a formation in front of it. They formed the formation. You know, a lot of things started coming to my, it was just coming to my mind that it was your fathers that brought it. They begged it to come to this place and it came. And it's doing the work they wanted it to do. Now we are the youth. I will need us to repent on behalf of our father. We did that. We now rejected it. We now asked it to go. You know that we prayed a lot of prayers. After we did all those prayers, I said, guys, you are now free to do anything you want to do. And they scattered that place. The next morning, the chief priest and the people now brought complaint to the leaders of the fellowship. I said, look at what your people did. We had a report that it's your people that did that. They entered where people are not supposed to enter and touch things and all that. So they all reconciled and all that. Today, that Alobaga is as if it's not existing. It has lost its potency. Nobody talks about it. Nobody comes to it and all that. Praise God. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that where God is bringing us to, we can challenge gods. We can stand in front of gods and challenge them. But you need to put off and do what? Put on. If you have not put off and put on, you cannot do it. Praise God. So continuing with what I'm saying, no wonder the scripture said in Psalm 40 verse 20, a man who is in honor yet does not understand is like a beast that perish. What God has given us, this life of God, Billy Graham, all these great people, Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, is the same thing that they have that you have. It's the same life of God that they, there's nothing different from this. The born again you got is the same born again that Apostle Peter had, and his shadows were healing people. But how are you engaging it? How are you exploiting the things that God has deposited in you? It's the same Holy Ghost they have that you have. Praise God. A man that is in honor and do not understand it is like a beast that perish. That is why this putting on and putting off is very, very important. The wine that is that life of God that is poured into us, the wineskin, is our physical life. Hence, we cannot live as we used to. The good life and being a nice person, you know, living an impeccable life and all that, the Bible said is like a sanitary pad before God. It said our righteousness is like, so we are not living according to these things that we're talking about now, to put off and to put on. We are not doing it because we want to be nice people and live a good life and all that. No. We want to live this way because it is the very nature of the new creation. It is the software that can run that God's life. That's Zoe. That is what runs it. Praise God. It is all about compatibility. In Colossians 2:11 and 15, it said, in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ. Our old ways, our old life should not be existent again, because we cannot get any result in this new life with it. The putting off is because our old life cannot yield any result in this new one. There's a new software that has been installed in you after you gave your life to Christ. And you cannot continue to think and to live the way you used to. It will not work. Praise God. Understanding this new life and the things that I'm talking about are the only things that will help us when we come to the putting off and the putting on and to actually make the best of it. Praise God. Let me go back to our text. I'm just started now. Praise God. So he said, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor. For we... Oh, it doesn't show there. For we are members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with your own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their need. Yeah? That he may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you. So it's about the differences in our truthfulness, the control of our anger, our honesty, our hard work, and our generosity. Anger gives foothold to the devil. It did not say do not be angry. It said do not let your anger, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. So we must have control over our when we get angry. This is the new software that runs the Zoe life. We need to clean up our conversation. I hear a lot of people, not here, not in our midst, but I hear a lot of people use the F word. People swear, people curse a lot. These are the things that diminishes the Zoe life in you. It pulls you out of the Zoe life. You know, David was sharing something. He said, one woman was saying that if God cares, why is it that my daughter had cancer? That is why your daughter had cancer. Because you are not plugging into the God life. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God has done a new thing. Just like the children of Israel on the Passover in Egypt, he told them to kill the lamb and put the blood on the door. When the spirit of death came, if he comes to a place where there is no blood, where there is no death, he will go in and kill the first son. That was the judgment. But if he comes and sees the blood, it will pass over. Now, Jesus, the sacrifice, the Passover lamb has been killed. It is now left for you to take the blood and apply. If you do not apply the blood, when judgment comes, it will come in and take your son. There's nothing we can do about it. And even if you have identified with Jesus and you are not putting off and putting on, you are not plugging into the software that runs it, when the spirit of judgment comes, it will come in and take it because there will be no blood there. Praise God. So we need to clean our conversation and mind the way we talk. The Bible says this grieves the Holy Spirit. This grieves the Holy Spirit. Praise God. We need to get rid of all violent emotion and selfish motives, replacing them with kindness, with compassion, and forgiveness, just as God forgave us. I want to share a short story before I round up. I'm talking about forgiveness. There's a lady in Manchester that I know very, very well. She had issues with her husband, and along the line, they separated. But she did not move on. She kept on you know, looking into his life, what he does. Because the man remarried, she got very angry and said, okay, that I'm going to remarry also. She also remarried. At the point, the man that she remarried left her. She kept up every time you come in contact with her, somehow she would make reference to her husband. She was bearing that grudge in her heart, carrying it heavily. On the 2nd of this month, April, she died of cancer. What happened? I was discussing it with my sister the other time. How did she just go down so fast? Because it just happened so fast. It is that unforgiveness that she was clinching onto. She was carrying as a heavy load that was weighing her down. Praise God. In summary, looking at all the things that we have learned at a glance, number one is that we must put off our old self, because this is the bone of contention. Jesus would have crucified Satan on the cross if the devil was the problem. So the problem is the flesh, not the devil. So that is why he crucified the flesh on the cross and still asks us to continually put it to death and its deeds. Number two, only compatible software work in compatible operating system, like we have seen. You cannot pour new wine into old wineskin. Number three, we are the new creation and cannot participate in the divine nature if we remain stuck in our old ways. Number four, we can grieve the Holy Spirit by the way we talk and live. We don't want to be in that space because the Holy Spirit is our guarantee for salvation. Praise God. Finally, if you choose to continue living your life the way it was before in this new life of God, you will be like it will be like Jesus in the sheep when the disciples went to Jesus to go and talk to him, and then Jonah, because Jonah is like a typology of Christ, yeah? They threw Jonah out of the ship to solve the problem. But Jesus rose up and spoke to the wind to solve the problem. That is the new place where we are, where Jesus, the life of the Spirit, speaks to the wind. But if you are stuck in your old ways, what you will do in that case, you will go to Jesus and carry him and throw him out of your ship. Because Jonah was the reason for the wind, and Jesus was the reason for the wind. Praise God. Jesus told them, let us go to the other side. And as they started, the wind started. If you notice, what he was going to do on the other side was to deal with those demons in the man in Gadarene. And where did the demons end up finally? They ended up in the water. I believe strongly that they were stirring up that water so that they would not come. And Jesus spoke to it. If you are still stuck in your old ways and not understanding the Spirit of God, you will bundle Jesus and throw him into the water. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that we have heard. I ask for understanding of the things that has been said, that as we dwell on them, you begin to give us revelations on how to live our life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.